Hello.
Hello, my name is Aralia Burrado. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask for a donation. May I speak with Sharmila Harris?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yes, ma'am. First of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Mm-hmm.
I know, yeah. it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost starting to vote?
I vote every year.
And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
All right. I would like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. For example, Joe Biden.
50.
Phil Murphy.
100.
Andy Kim.
Who?
Andy Kim.
Heard of him.
Never heard of him. Stephen Phillip.
Never heard of him.
Ravi Vala.
No. Oh, 50.
Rob Menendez.
50.
Tommy Murphy.
Below 50.
Bob Menendez.
50.
When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
I would say I would approve.
All right. As if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Andy Kim, Bob Menendez, Tommy Murphy, and Patricia Patrick, Campos Medina, for whom would you vote?
Medina.
All right. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kyle JC, Rob Menendez, Ravi Vala, for who would you vote?
Rob Menendez.
And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
It's I heard some.
How closely would you say you are following recent criminal indictment against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or
not at all? Not at all.
Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. For example, in this country you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Rob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crimes. Do you agree or disagree with that, ma'am?
Disagree.
All right. Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son.
You can repeat that?
Okay. Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son.
I agree.
There is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father, Senator Bob Menendez's shady and corrupt dealings.
I don't know. I don't even be following them like that.
All right. The son should not have to pay for the sins of the father, and people should judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record, not on the actions of Senator Bob Menendez.
True, I'll agree with that.
Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of
any... more questions. I don't even be saying them no mind, to be honest. I said, how many more questions, because I don't even pay them no mind.
I have a few more. We're about more than halfway done.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So now I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to you, to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. For example, critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the government of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash luxury cars and even gold bars.
I don't even know.
All right, what about... All right, okay, now I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all. Rob Menendez knows how important our health care is. He's fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's health care. Do you are much more likely with that, or somewhat?
Somewhat.
All right. Rob Menendez took priority in delivering for his constituents, no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service. Are you much more likely with that?
Somewhat.
Okay. The only Hispanic in New Jersey congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country.
I agree.
Hoboken Major Ravi Vala has a 15th year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Vala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, productive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. Do you agree with that?
No.
All right. At the first bill Robin Anderson introduced when getting a Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey. You agree with that?
Yeah.
Rahm Emanuel is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racism.
I agree.
A member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rahm Emanuel is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other productive health care.
I agree.
All right, man, we're almost done. After hearing some more information, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kyle Hasey, Rahm Emanuel, and Robbie Valla, for whom would you vote?
Rahm Emanuel.
Okay. Robbie Valla is too close to the Republican Party. Valla... He praised Chris Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republicans Christie for a re-election over a Democrat. Valla lost from representing New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic, and Valla was even business partners with the Republican state chairman. Are you much likely with that or less likely with that?
Less likely.
All right. Okay, now after hearing that information, let me ask you one last thing. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kyle Hasey, Rahm Emanuel, and Robbie Valla, for who would you vote?
You said it was who?
Huh?
Who did you say it was?
Kyle Hasey, Rahm Emanuel, Robbie Valla.
I was over Rahm Emanuel.
Okay. Finally, I just have a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Thinking in a political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
And do you currently own your home or rent your home, or are you living with a friend or family?
My home. Rent my home.
Okay.
That's it.
Are you a current or retired member of a labor union?
No.
And finally, strictly and for education purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Yes. Tanika.
Which is?
You got my first name already. You just asked me that.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your...
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
You. You too.
I spell English.